Following a tragic float plane crash near Port Hardy, North Island Powell River MP Rachel Blaney is pushing the Minister of Transport and Minister of Environment and Climate Change to answer questions about the lack of maintenance of weather stations. A media release from Blaney stated that in a letter to the ministers and during question period, Blaney brought up the disrepair of weather stations and their potential link to the plane crash. Tragically, three people lost their lives and their families are left to grieve their loved ones, stated Blaney. The plane was piloted by Patrick Lehman, a skilled and beloved pilot from the region. The two passengers were being flown back to Port Hardy from a logging camp. This crash has had a tremendous impact on the community. The release stated that Joel Eilertsen owns AirCab, the company that operates the plane. He has written numerous letters to Transport Canada, raising the alarm about the disrepair of weather stations, the release stated. Pilots rely on those weather stations to keep them aware of conditions, but some stations in the region have been out of operation for years, while others work only periodically, according to the release. I spoke with Mr. Eilertsen this week and learned that he has been advocating for years to have federal departments pay closer and better attention to the maintenance and upkeep of weather stations in the area, stated Blaney. He told me that on the day of the accident there were six weather reporting stations that were not working: Estevan Point, Herbert Island, Sartine Island, East Delwood, Bella Bella Airport and Cape St. James. Among those, Sartine Island is the most critical of the weather stations, the release stated, and it has reportedly not been working for more than 2 years. It is inexcusable that these important weather stations are in such disrepair, and that the pilots rely on private company webcams, that aren't always up to date, for information, stated Blaney. Please find a way to address and fix the situation immediately, or you will be risking the lives of more Canadians by your inaction.